This is a significant contest of sorts for Lehman Catholic. The school, head coach Carlisle, the players, the Lehman Catholic community, opportunity for winning season number 5 in a row tonight, Chuck. Lehman Catholic sits at 11 wins. Win number 12 here tonight would give the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers a winning record 5 consecutive years in boys hoops. And that's an accomplishment. Nice turnaround in the last 5 seasons, no question about it.
Right. Well, the nice thing is for them with Coach Carlisle, they've now got somebody who's stuck around.
Yes.
It was kind of a revolving coaching door, just like it's been at Bethel. And now that Coach Carlisle has, he's really set them on the right path. And Coach Pittman's trying to do the same thing now with Bethel.
Yep. And Coach Carlisle has been so successful. He is the second winningest coach in program history at Lehman. As I mentioned earlier, 30-some years overall coaching at the high school and collegiate levels for Coach Carlisle, including one heck of a stint over at Columbus State Community College back in 2008 and 2009. He led Columbus State to the National Junior College Athletic Association National Finals a year later, to the National Elite Eight. And I think I shared with you too that Coach Carlisle is a 2001 graduate of Wright State, 2005 grad of UC, where he earned a master's in educational administration. So the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, with a win tonight, can make it 5 winning seasons in a row. And as we've also noted, and as Chuck alluded seconds prior, head man at Bethel, Steve Pittman, in year number 1, he'd like to follow the footsteps of Coach Carlisle and turn this Bethel program around. It's a D2 program, a lot of young men from which to draw. Enrollment is big, it's growing. The campus here is enhanced. Bethel High School looks better than ever before. Football facility.
Beautiful.
It sure is.
And the entrance, when you come into this part, the only old part is the gym. The rest of this place is new and beautiful.
And Coach Pittman, head man here at Bethel, is a Beaver Creek grad, a UD grad, and not a winning season this year, but he's got a junior scorer in Mike Hallig, and it's a young team, the roster with, what, only 2 seniors, Chuck?
2 seniors.
So it's a club that you can expect to get better and better. We reunited here this week with Damon Smith, former athletic director, 6-7 years or so ago at Fort Loramie.
Yeah.
He left the field of athletic administration for a couple years because he had a growing family,
right?
And it was growing fast. He's got 4 young ones.
Well, athletic director job is you're as good as your secretary, I'll tell you that from all the years I've coached. And secondly, it's a long job. And with young kids like that, I can understand why he walked away for a couple of years.
So Damon Smith is here at Bethel.
Great to see him again. What a nice guy.
So on the athletic side of things, Bethel certainly has good leadership here in place. From Storm Doors to Garage Doors, the Francis Schulze Company of Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components for these 2 teams tonight. There are key building components for sure. And as Chuck alluded earlier, who's going to guard Hallig for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers? Bethel's Hallig can really shoot it extremely dangerous from behind the arc. Will Lehman Catholic put a little size on him? Will they shade him with 2 players? Lehman's got to force Hallig to give up the ball. And when Lehman's got possession, you can expect Donovan O'Leary is going to be the key go-to man. Double-digit score, fine season. He's a load to guard. 2 key performers in this game tonight. Hallig for Bethel, O'Leary for Lehman. Key building components for these 2 clubs. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with Storm Doors and Garage Doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Layman on the road at Bethel tonight. We've got the action for you. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Well, you hear the Bethel Pep Band striking up in the background, and I look through the Bethel cheerleaders who are right in front of us, Chuck, and peer across the way at coaches Carlisle and Pittman. And Coach Carlisle is about a foot and a half shorter than Steve Pittman, who looks like he's about 6'7" or 8". Beaver Creek grad, played for Don Donaher in the UD Flyers.
Oh yeah, I remember him, and I'll tell you, I didn't know he was the coach until we were going to come down here this week. I'm excited to see his kids play.
I tell you what, Steve Pittman is. He is extremely tall. Wow. 6'7", 6'8". Anyway, this is our Locale Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. You've heard from Locale already in our presentation here tonight. Locale promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start on Scores Broadcast 18 years ago. Locale is a Scores founding partner. SCORE stands for Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're online today because of support from Locale, which moved in 1983 to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. We wouldn't be covering games today had it not been for the original assistance from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. And before boys games here on scoresbroadcast.com, we highlight a couple of cheerleaders, one from each school, for their on-court and in-class success. For Layman, it's Emily Van Skyver, senior cheerleader, daughter of Brenton Shelley, 4-point GPA for Emily, a soccer player, a pitcher on the softball team. She is a church lector or reader. Student body vice president, National Honor Society, Science Olympiad, the school musical, also the team leadership core. You name it. Emily Van Skyver is in it.
She stays busy. She can't get in trouble.
Emily Van Skyver, senior cheerleader at Lehman, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment from Jackson Center. She is headed to Miami. She will study biology, and she will be in the pre-med track at Miami University.
Nice.
in Oxford. Yeah. For Bethel, the spotlight is on cheerleader Taylor Pickett, senior cheerleader, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Natalie and Jason Pickett, NHS Student Council, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the Hope Squad, and Youth Leadership at Church. She has a sophomore brother named Hayden at Bethel, and in the fifth grade is a sister, Madeline Pickett. Seriously thinking about Kettering College. She'll study stenography. Taylor Pickett of Bethel, senior cheerleader, daughter of Natalie and Jason. And Emily Van Skyver, senior cheerleader at Lehman, daughter of Brent and Shelley Van Skyver, our LaCal Equipment student athlete spotlight performers here tonight. Pep Band from Bethel behind us and to our right. It will be in our ear and your ear all night long. Bethel, Lehman Catholic High School basketball coming up on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
You hear that ball go in that cup, and it sounds like about a 32-foot putt the way it sounds.
Well, it was a 31-foot putt.
There you go. That's what it sounds like when I putt.
So many thanks to Shelby Oaks in Sydney. New underwriting sponsor here on scorersbroadcast.com, as is Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, a new underwriting sponsor as well. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. New underwriting sponsor here on scorersbroadcast.com. Chuck, as we take a look at some statistics for these two clubs, we note that Bethel shoots free throws a little better than Lehman Catholic, 67% to 64. Neither team shoots threes very well. Bethel a little bit better than Lehman. Mike Halleck leads the way for the Bethel Bees. Fine guard, junior, 14.4 points a game, gets four rebounds a game, three assists a game. He does it all for this club. 39% three-point shooting behind the arc, 81% at the charity stripe for Halleck. I'm telling you what, Lehman's got to keep an eye on him, that's for sure.
Well, we talked a little bit before the game, and it'd be a nice look to be able to put O'Leary with size on him. But the problem with that is O'Leary picks up a couple of fouls guarding their best player, and now you got a problem on the other end. So, yeah, it's a choice for Coach Carlisle about how he wants to guard him.
And as you noted back when we came on the air, Chuck, Cameron Arnes, 9 points a game for Bethel. Eli Lowry at 7. Jonas Friend at 5. Elijah Alberti, A-L-B-E-R-T-I, Alberti, averages 4.4. He is a big young man, 6'3" inch forward, and I was so grateful for him He hauled in my equipment for me.
They got to say something nice about it. I'll give him an extra 2 points.
Yeah, Elijah hauled in my equipment for me tonight. Thanks to him from Bethel. Lehman lost the JV game, led in the second half, was beaten by Bethel, which scored the last 4 points in the final 30 seconds or so to get it tied and send it into OT. Then Bethel won it by 4-0
in the overtime, Bethel.
Donovan O'Leary, 16.1 points per game. I tell you what, Chuck, usually someone scoring that many points doesn't get 9 rebounds for you, but O'Leary does it all. 16 points, 9 rebounds, shooting better than 50% from the floor, and he doesn't shoot that much behind the arc. When he does, he's got a 43% chance of making it.
Oh, that's impressive. He was the starting quarterback for him for the last couple of years. He's a really good athlete, so I'm not surprised that he rebounds like that. He's just a really good athlete, and he will be all over the floor tonight. And the thing I like about him is he's really good, but the kid plays hard.
Yes, it sure does. 6'5" Shane Frantz, 8 points a game. Turner Lachey at 7. Deron Pride at 5.8. Daniel Carlisle at 5.7. Those are your Lehman starters. We're a little premature on that. Starting lineups will be introduced in about 5 minutes, but we think it will be O'Leary, Frantz, Lachey, Pride, and Carlisle. The Bethel starting five is in question. We'll have to wait and see. I talked to Coach Pittman about 30 minutes ago, just briefly, and he was so tall, Chuck. He was so tall, I couldn't hear his response.
It echoed down to you. Yeah, that's impressive.
Could be a good game. First time around, Lehman pulled away in the second half and won by 14. Final tally was 46-32 when they played earlier in the year at Lehman. We'll return with more. Starting lineups are next. Then the tip-off. Lehman on the road at Bethel tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Caught Jack in the middle of a drink.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee once again here at Bethel. Don't forget tomorrow we're on the air at about a quarter till 1, 12:45 p.m. Lima Bath at Fort Loramie girls game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie's lost 2, Lima Bath 4. Division 4 Redskins against the Wildcats, a Division II club, Lima Bath, which defeated Sydney on the road at the Yellow Jackets gym earlier in the year. That could be a very good game. Then tomorrow night, tip-off right around 10 till 7 or so on the air, a little after 6. Call it 6:05 tomorrow night. Rushi hosts for sales in boys action tomorrow evening here on Scores Broadcast. Say every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Again, a big game tonight for Lehman Catholic. A chance for win number 12 and a fifth winning season in a row in boys hoops.
Yeah, that's a really good run that they're on right now. It's a good basketball team. They could beat somebody in the tournament.
Sure could. Yep. On the line, winning record for the fifth straight season tonight for Lehman Catholic. Should the Cavaliers beat Bethel? Coach Carlisle, second winningest coach in Lehman basketball program history. National anthem is next. We'll return with our starters in the tip. Lehman Catholic at Bethel tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Yep, seconds ago here at Bethel High School, we were a part of a terrific rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. It was provided by the assembly of several youth choirs here at Bethel. A mix of grades, boys, girls. It was outstanding. Well done.
Probably my favorite national anthem of the year so far.
I think so. I'd agree. Standing ovation for all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, what, Chuck, 65, 70?
Yeah, probably.
In that neighborhood.
Now, the standing ovation, everybody was standing up anyway, so that might be a little bit off.
That's good. That was good. Starting lineups will be introduced here momentarily. Again, these two clubs have gone opposite directions, so to speak, over the course of the season. Lehman Catholic with a winning record, shooting for victory number 12 here tonight. Bethel has won just 4 times on the season. Starters being introduced for Bethel. Jonas Friend opens up at a guard out front. Elijah Alberti at a forward along the front line. Also in the beginning five, Mike Halleck at a guard for Bethel. Cameron Arnes, 6'5 forward, is in the starting lineup too. And the fifth starter is Carson Staten. So it's Elijah Alberti, 6'3 senior. Carson Staten, 6'1 junior. Also in the opening five is Jonas Friend, a 6-foot junior. Mike Halleck, a 6'1 junior. And Cameron Arnes, a 6'5" junior. Halleck at 14.5 a game. Friend at 5. Arnes at 9. Alberti, a 6'3" senior forward for the home team. Opening tip to start the game is knocked around, slammed into backcourt, and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers track it down. Lehman moves from left to right on your computer screen or your phone as you use your imagination. It is, as we predicted, O'Leary, Franz Lachey, Deron Pride in the opening five for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. O'Leary, Franz Lachey, Pride, and Carlisle. Lehman turns it over in its first offensive set. Miscue by the Cavaliers, then Bethel flips up a quick shot down to our left, air ball, and Lehman's got the rebound. Each team of possession, nobody scored yet. Lehman's Donovan O'Leary out on the arc, starts a drive, doesn't shoot, gives it up to Deron Pride. 25 feet away, handling the basketball is Lachey. Now Carlisle's got it. Hooks it cross court near side to Lachey. Baseline right to Pride. Tried to go into the middle to O'Leary. Fumbled. Picked up on the play by Bethel. Here come the Bees running down the floor hard. It's Halleck. Missed the shot. No good. Stick back is in. Well done on the inside.
That was Arnes
by the Bethel Bees. Cameron Arnes, 6'5" junior. 2-0 in favor of Bethel. We played a minute and a half.
Lehman hadn't gotten a shot off yet.
Cavaliers, two mistakes, couple of turnovers here in the opening minute and a half. At the elbow on the left with the ball is Lachey. Tries to drop it down inside to Franz. It goes out of bounds.
Well, they've come out, Bethel's come out in a 3-2 zone, and so far Lehman has not figured out how to attack it.
After that zone defense for Bethel giving Lehman problems here in the first couple minutes. 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. 2-0 Bethel. Here's Alberti at the foul line. Squares up, doesn't shoot. Gives it behind him to Halleck. Halleck in the deep right corner to a teammate. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Carson Staten bombs away all net. 5-0 Bethel. And we know that in the pregame, this might be one of those trap games for Lehman, a team the Cavaliers beat handily at home. Bethel can help make its season by knocking off a couple clubs and having a good tournament run. Here's Lehman against the zone, throwing down inside to O'Leary, and it's smacked out of bounds by Bethel. 5-0 Bethel, 5:39 to go first quarter. Ball inbound of a Lehman, far left flank. Long three-pointer, Daniel Carlisle overshoots it. Rebound down to Bethel. Not a good-looking offense so far for Lehman against the B zone. Far right wing, it's Staten. Staten swings it into the top of the circle to Jonas Friend. Friend's got it for Bethel. He's on the arc. Now to Halleck. Halleck darts through the lane. Hands off to Friend. A floater, wide left. Rebound Lehman. Here come the Cavaliers, who have not scored in 3 minutes. 5-0 Bethel. Pitch and catch on the arc. It's Lachey. Lachey straight away. Near side, Carlisle. Long three. Barely caught iron. Good offensive stick back by Deron Pride. Little heavy on the shot. And Bethel's got the board. Down the floor, Jonas Friend. Gives it up foul line to Alberti. 15-footer. Clanged off the iron. Rebound down to Lehman. 5-0 Bethel. Here's Front, forecourt left. Hop, skip, and a jump into the paint. Foul, active shooting. Two free throws here for Front.
I think the foul might have been good, but not on the shot.
I would agree with you. Thought the foul was a dribble or two sooner than the ball left his hand, but Lehman says we'll take it. Couple foul shots here for Front to the Cavaliers to put the visiting team on the board. But he pulls the string on the free throw. No good. 5-0 Bethel. 4:31 to go here in the first. Second shot by Lehman's Shane Front. Swish. Lehman's on the board. 5-1 in favor of the Bees. Bethel in backcourt. It's Halleck. Forecourt right. Picked up by Duran Pride. Ball thrown. Foul line. It goes to Cameron Arntz. Ball fired right corner on the play to Jonas Friend. He tries a reverse layup. Missed it. No good. Rebound to midcourt. Pride's got it. Duran down the floor for Lehman. Bethel gets back in a hurry. And Lehman has got to go 5-on-5. Turner Lachey out front, goes to Carlisle. Deep left corner, it is Pride against the zone, goes baseline. Opposite corner to Front. Tell you what, Chuck Lehman out of sorts offensively.
Well, they're not really attacking this zone very well at all.
There they go, short corner to Pride. Wild reverse layup, missed it badly. Long rebound to Front in the corner. Gun to three, air ball, rebound Bethel. 5-1 Bethel. We played 4.5 minutes first quarter. Lehman Catholic has its offense snarled up right now because of the Bethel zone. Foul line, it's Cameron Arntz for Bethel. Handoff to Halleck in the lane. Halleck to Friend. Back to Halleck. Jump shot, 18-footer. Hit the flange. Long rebound, Alberti. Drive, shoots, hooks it up. Got it. Lehman needs a timeout. 7-1 Bethel. 3:07 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
And thank you, Francis Manufacturing, East Main and Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience per person. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Out of the timeout, Lehman Catholic turned it over, didn't get a shot.
Well, Leary had the shot and he tried to throw a pass.
7-1 Bethel, which tries a long three from Friend in the right corner. It lifted the rim, came out, rebound down to Lehman. Substitution Cavaliers, C.J. Olding is in, 5'10 sophomore guard. He goes top of the circle to Turner Lachey, and he airmails one down in the paint, stolen by Bethel. Another miscue, Lehman. Forecourt to her left. It is Friend on the arc. Goes to Halleck, left corner, and he lost the ball on the line.
Well, Lehman has got Pride on Halleck, and they didn't go with size. They went with strength, and he's doing a nice job on him.
Bethel's got 7 points in 6 minutes. Lehman, a free throw in 6 minutes. Here is Lehman breaking pressure down the floor to Front in the lane. Handoff to Pride. Straight away O'Leary. He launches a three. Hit the flange. No good. Rebound pinballed around. Pride's got it back. Duran to O'Leary to Front. Elbow on the left into the lane. 3-point shooter Olding out of the corner. Good! Big hoop by Lehman's Olding. Make a note of it. 1:34 to go in the first. Lehman got its first field goal. 7-4. It was a three. Thankfully, Bethel not off to a real hot start. Only 7 points for the Bees. Dribbling behind the arc is Eli Lowry, who's in now. 7 points a game, 6'4 junior. Throws that on the inside to Cameron Arns. Muscles it up from 4 feet. He's hammered from behind. He will get two.
That was a beautiful pass by Halleck inside to him, and he couldn't get the shot in, but he got hammered.
Couple of free throws here for Cameron Arns, 6'5" junior for the Bethel Bees, who lead 7-4 with a minute 13 to go in the first quarter. Foul shot way short.
You see someone, when they shoot the free throw, if they're moving forward, it's going to be short every time. You got to stand. You got to keep your spot. Don't leave your spot.
Both clubs in the middle 60 percentile range shooting fouls on the year. Second one in the air by Cameron Arns at Bethel, and he nails that one. 8-4. Bethel by 4 over Lehman. O'Leary midcourt walks it up, left-hand dribble. Goes to Olding on the arc. Back to O'Leary at the elbow. Dribble into the lane. Ball slapped loose by Bethel. Gotten back by O'Leary. Open man holding in the corner. Frantz in the paint. On the arc to Lachey. Penetrates, doesn't shoot. Here's O'Leary, foul line. He's triple teamed by that zone. He's got to get rid of it and does so. Here is Lachey throwing baseline right to Frantz. He powers to the rim, hacked on the arm, and he gets two. Good alert pass. 25 feet away by Lachey. Frantz at the free throw stripe, two coming. 8-4, Bethel, 41 seconds to go in a quickly played first quarter. JV game took forever, overtime. Bethel won it before. So we stretched out our pregame and got in, I think, before the game even tipped, virtually every single one of our sponsors.
Yeah, we can go home. We're done.
It'll be bonus time tonight for our underwriting sponsors.
Yes, sir.
Who will get multiple plays. Second free throw by Frantz. Lipped the rim. Came out. No good. Rebounded by Bethel. On the arc for the Bees, Landon Cornwell, 5'9 sophomore, is in. Goes baseline left to Arns. Feeds foul line to Eli Lowry. Lowry wearing these violet neon colored shoes.
That's beautiful. I like the green and yellow ones.
Outside the arc on the left, it is Cornwell. Goes to the foul line. He's checked on the play by Carlisle of Lehman. Baseline left to Halleck. Here comes the double team. Frantz all over him. Back to Cornwell in the corner. The clock continued to wind down. I lost track of it, Chuck. So did Bethel,
yep.
Which did not shoot.
It didn't matter that you did, but it sure did that Bethel did.
8-5 in favor of Bethel after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? In Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
It is 8-5, Bethel after one. Our big play in that first quarter for Lehman was the Cavaliers' only field goal by C.J. Olding. That was the Wisebridge play of the first quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, the second quarter starts with a missed shot by Bethel. Lehman's got it in the offensive end. Cavaliers attack the basket from the right baseline against the zone. Foul against Bethel. Ball was taken right to the rack by the Cavaliers' Donovan O'Leary. And like a bull, he split a couple Bethel bees. And he got walloped on the shoulder. First free throw by O'Leary, short. That's been the tendency tonight for most free throw shooters to not get it up to the net.
Well, yeah, I mean, as a coach, I used to work on this all the time. Keep your feet set, shoot the ball, and don't be moving forward or backward until the ball's going through the net.
Second free throw by O'Leary, front rim, backboard, and good. 8-6, 2-point lead Bethel, which once led 7-1. Bethel's not had a field goal in 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Here's Halleck going baseline. Beneath the rim, doesn't shoot. Flips it back out on the arc to a long 3-point shooter. It is gunned up there on the play by Sean Phipps, who's in off the bench. 6'3 junior forward. Missed it hard, no good. Rebound came down to Lehman. Lehman a chance to tie or take the lead. Skip pass cross court. Then it's dumped down baseline left to Deron Pride, who hits.
Nice shot.
12-foot jumper by Pride on the short corner. That's the way to attack the zone.
It absolutely is.
And we're tied up at 8. 90 seconds gone. Quarter number 2. Top of the circle. It's Cornwell for Bethel. Looks down inside for Orange. Can't find him. Weave head of the key for Halleck. Oh, we've got a screen. It's moving. Foul on the Bees.
I was looking the other way, but I'm going to assume it's a good call.
8-8 tie. 6:29 to go in the second quarter of this game. This one starting not unlike the first meeting between the two clubs this year, won by Lehman 46-32. And Bethel's got 3 white shirts in backcourt, 3 blue shirts for Lehman. Token pressure. Here's O'Leary looking for help. Fires it up the left side to Lachey, to Carlisle. Now Lachey between the rings. Near side to Olding. Into the middle it goes to O'Leary. Can't shoot. The zone collapses. Back on the arc to Lachey. Near side Olding. Coach Carlisle for Lehman's got 3 shooting guards in there to try to counter the zone. Low post right, it's fronts. Deep right corner, Olding. Step back, 3 ball. Good! C.J. Olding, man of the night so far for Lehman with 2 threes.
I love a left-handed shot from the corner. Lynn Shackelford, and that ages me with that name.
And he was on a team that was blue and yellow.
Yes, he was.
Just like Lehman. He played for UCLA. Lynn Shackelford.
They just seem to miss that 7-1 guy in the middle. That's the only thing they don't have.
11-8 Lehman until a fadeaway jump shot by Halleck is in from the foul line.
That's his first 2.
16-footer by Halleck. 11-10. Lehman leads. Here come the Cavaliers down the floor in a hurry with 5:22 to go in the second quarter. Holding on the arc. Skips it cross court to Carlisle. Straight away Lachey. Now Olding. Olding gave it up, got it back. Whipped it to O'Leary.
Nice.
Oh, a nice dish. Layup in. O'Leary off the backboard.
Good ball movement that time and a good cut by O'Leary right down the lane.
Nicely done against the Bethel zone. 13-10. Lehman in the lead to 3. It is Cornwell out front near the Bethel Bees logo. Now he steers off to the right. Motions. Gets a screen from Phipps. Throws into the left corner to Carson Staten, who's made a 3 in this game. On top to Halleck, being dogged by Lachey. Halleck can't go. Stops his dribble. Fires to Staten, 25 feet out. Staten against Holding. Near side, Cornwell. Lehman switches. Good hedge. Top of the key. Fine defense, Cavaliers. Here's Sean Phipps. Foul line. Hands off to a teammate. It's Carson Staten. A looping fadeaway shot from 16 is right on the money.
Tough shot, but he got two out of it.
13 to 12, Lehman by one. Couple of field goals for Staten for Bethel. Top of the circle, holding. Near side, it goes to Carlisle. Around the top of the circle to Lachey, far left flank. Middle of the floor, it's Carlisle. Lehman against the zone. Continues to work it. Errant pass. Picked off by Halleck. He comes down the floor for Bethel. Gives it up to Arns. To Phipps. Phipps back to Arns beneath the rim. Shot fake, and he's got two Lehman players right on his backside. And it's going to be two shots for Bethel.
Wow.
A chance to take the lead. I didn't see him leave the floor to go up to shoot.
He didn't. But, hey, Bethel will take the two free throws.
The foul situation is what, Chuck?
Two fouls for on Bethel and one foul on Lehman.
Yeah, that clearly didn't appear to be in the act of shooting. But Bethel says...
Thank you very much.
Yep. When instructed to go to the free throw line, Bethel says we'll do it. And Cameron Arns makes good on it to tie the game up at 13 with 3:36 left second quarter. Free throw number two for Cameron Arns of Bethel. On the way. Swish. 14-13 Bethel. Bethel in the home white. Green lettering, green trim. Lehman, that classy road blue with yellow gold numbers. Lehman down by a point with the ball. 3:20 left to go till halftime. Top of the circle, Lachey. Left flank to France. Near side, Carlisle. Back to Lachey. France has got it left flank. The zone pinches him, forces him out. Straightaway three ball. Long one is heaved up there from distance by Carlisle. No good. Rebound left corner by Lehman. Drive to the rim of the Cavaliers and a foul on Bethel. Donovan O'Leary, number five, steps to the stripe for two. A chance to give Lehman the lead. 3:03 left, second quarter, 14-13 Bethel. O'Leary fires it, swish, and we're tied right back up at 14 all. Deadlocked at 14. France out, holding in for Lehman. Got that three guard look again. Holding Lachey and Carlisle out on the perimeter. Second free throw, O'Leary. Short. Then it climbed over to the back rim, came to the front.
I thought it had a chance then.
I did too. Then it fell off. Bethel snared the rebound. 14-14 tie. 2:52 to go, second quarter. Halleck at the elbow on the right. Bingo! 16-footer. Boy, I see why this kid's averaging close to 15 a game and nearly a 40% three-point shooter. Good form.
And I think they might have stretched him at 6'1". I think he's closer to 6 feet or 5'11".
He's got good hops, good spring. Gets up in the air on that jumper of his. 16-14 Bethel. Here's a baseline drive to O'Leary. Muscles to the iron.
Wow.
It is up. It's on the rim. In, out, in, out. Rebound smack to the top of the key. Lehman still got it. Deep left corner. Pride dropped the ball. Bethel saves, but the Bees are out of bounds. No, Lehman touched it. Lehman touched it.
Yeah,
Bethel
was,
ball.
Yeah, he was laying out of bounds when he touched it.
That shot by Donovan O'Leary, point blank range. He banked it high off the glass. It came down. Bank shot went in and out, hung on the iron forever, came off. A lid on it for Lehman. Cavaliers have what, just maybe four field goals, Chuck?
Exactly.
Four field goals for Lehman in 14 minutes. Deep three by Halleck, left corner, no good off the heel. Rebound O'Leary, look at him motor. Bad pass, though, for Pride. Almost intercepted, but Bethel out of bounds to Lehman. Right idea, Lehman trying to beat Bethel down the floor before that zone gets situated. Ball will be inbounded. Baseline right by Lehman's Daniel Carlisle on the arc to Duran Pride. Carlisle gets a screen, doesn't shoot. Rotated high left to Lachey. Got to get him going. That's all there is to it. Turner Lachey needs to do his thing. Deep left corner holding. Skip pass, Carlisle. 27-footer, bottom of the well.
Nice shot.
Woo. That was a high archer. Almost hit the rafters here in the old Bethel gym.
Yeah, he has a kind of a slow release, but boy, he gets his feet set and get that shot off. He's bullseye.
So the two-point Bethel lead wiped out, and then some. Three-point shot by Lehman gives the Cavaliers the lead, 17-16. A minute to go here in the first half. Good pass on the inside by Arns. Dealt it to a teammate. Shot missed by Alberti. Stick back good by Arns. And a foul on Lehman. 18-17 Bethel. Cameron Arns going to work in the glass. 6'5" junior. There's some good height spread around throughout this Bethel roster. Eli Lowry comes in off the bench. He's 6'4". Elijah Alberti is 6'3". Free throw here for Arns to complete the three-point play. He's got it. 19-17 Bethel.
Good first half game.
56 seconds to go. Second quarter. Holding up to Lachey. Lachey picked up by Staten on the arc. Intercepted pass. Picked off by Jonas Friend. He darts down the floor and scores. Bethel before. 21-17. Pressure defense. Steal. Stolen away by Halleck. Three-point shooter Friend. Overshot it. Rebound Lachey. Lehman needs a bucket right here. Lachey forecourt left. Down four. 24 seconds to go in the first half. Pass into the corner, spoiled. Knocked out by Bethel. Inbounding is Ron Pride, far side of the floor between the scorer's table and the Bethel bench. Into backcourt it goes to Turner Lachey. With 16 seconds to go, first half, Lehman down before. Zone defense for Bethel has done its job, A+. 8-7-6. Here's Lachey. Gets a screen from Pride. Near side, Carlisle. Long launch. Three-pointer. Banked it. Circled the rim. Once, twice. Came out. And that's how the first half concludes. 21-17. Bethel by four over Lehman after two quarters. The Bethel B zone has put a defensive buzz on Lehman's offense, which has been stagnant here in the first two quarters. 21-17 Bethel over Lehman after two on scorersbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, we welcome you back here to Bethel High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Bethel Pep Band in the background. Junior varsity game went to Bethel by 4. Right now the Bees lead the varsity tilt by 4 at the half. It's 21-17. And the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers having a hard time finding the bottom of the net, Chuck. Defense for Bethel has been awesome. The zone, rugged. Lehman's had some shots go in and out. And head coach Pat Carlisle's got to get this resolved during the halftime in the locker room.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think at the beginning of the game, they were trying to throw passes that weren't there, and they turned it over. I thought they did a good job of attacking it later in the second quarter. They're not relying on just launching threes. They're only taking threes out of it after they've moved the ball. I think they'll be fine in the second half.
Oh, thank goodness for C.J. Olding off the bench. 2 threes for Lehman. Our halftime brought to you by J&J Brodigan in Sydney. It is your preferred underground plumbing specialist. And also by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Schnipple is building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry. 21-17, Lehman down 4 at the break, Chuck.
Well, Lehman has a 12-11 rebounding advantage and 5-4 on the offensive boards. Lehman turned it 8 times in the first half. The Bees only turned it 3. Bethel went to the free throw line 5 times, made 4. That was all Cameron Arns. On the other side, Lehman 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Bethel. They were led by Arns with 8. They got 5 from Carson Staten, 4 from Hallig, 2 from Alberta, 2 from Friend, and they scored 8 and 13, 21 for the first half. Lehman, let's see, C.J. Olding is his leading scorer off the bench. He's got 6. O'Leary's got 4. They got 3 from Daniel Carlisle on a 3. 2 each from France and Pride. They scored 5 and 12. They trail at 21-17 at the half.
Got to be pretty pleased with Lehman's defense. Offense, not so much.
Well, yeah, they're talking about different things. The movement of basketball. There was a couple of times that the movement was outstanding, and they hit short corner and O'Leary down the lane, but they've just missed 2 or 3 shots that they're normally going to make. And if that's the case, they'd have a lead.
Yep. 21-17 Bethel over Lehman. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and J&J Brodigan in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for your yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
And this is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Halftime at Bethel, 21-17. Bethel leads the Lehman Cavaliers here on Scores Broadcast. It's a Three Rivers Conference clash here tonight. And Lehman's got some work to do, that's for sure. Down by four, third quarter about ready to start. Lehman's done a pretty good job on Halleck, leading a score on the year for the Bethel Bees. Just two field goals, one of them a big bucket in that second period. Nice-looking fadeaway jump shot. That was our Wisebridge play of the second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, thanks so much for the public address here at Bethel. He's given us a scoresbroadcast.com promo about every 10 minutes or so.
Well, he just because of the overtime, he's got things to read, too.
The Bethel Bee fans may be tired of hearing all that. Lehman Catholic fans who are here are fine with it. And we're happy with it as well. ScoresBroadcast.com on the air. Three Rivers Conference contest tonight. We're here at Bethel. Lehman's got the ball to start the third quarter, down before 21-17. Here's Lachey, top of the circle, deep right corner to Carlisle. They go short corner to Pride. He can't shoot it. Whips it back out on top. Straightaway front. Left side, Lachey. High, high arching shot. Good! Three-pointer. Turner Lachey. Got to get him started.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. Glad to see that ball go through the basket for Turner. That's a good start to the half.
So the 21-17 Bethel Bulge is now 21-20. Here's a baseline left jump shot by Halleck of Bethel. Short, no good. Strong rebound to Leary. Look at him motor down the floor. Hooks a pass low in the left to Lachey. Layup is in. Fast break was well done. 22-21. 1 point lead, Lehman. 5 points in a row, Cavaliers. We played a minute 15 here in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Alberti for Bethel. Throws it near side behind the arc to Arns. Bad pass. Lachey anticipates. He bolts down the floor, looks for a trailer, fires underneath the front. He's beneath the backboard. Baseline left to O'Leary. 15-foot jump shot. Hit the heel. Rebound out of bounds to Bethel. No hooking foul on Lehman. Oh. 22-21, Lehman, good start, third quarter, two quick buckets. Lachey on the money for the Cavaliers.
That was a second foul on O'Leary. They've got to kind of keep an eye on that.
Lachey didn't get a point in the first half, did he?
Nope, he has five in the third quarter, did not score. I don't think he took a shot in the first half.
I would agree with you. Outside the arc on the right, it's Staten for Bethel, which is now down one. He gave the ball up, got it back, shot the 19-footer short. Rebound to Lehman. Here is O'Leary into the forecourt. Gave it up, got it back, swung it to Lachey. Left corner to Olding, intercepted. Here comes Bethel. Halleck right up the middle of the floor, picked up by Pride. Halleck takes him down the right side of the lane. Threw up a horse shot. No good. Rebound, Arnes. Blocked away by O'Leary. Great play. Lead out to Pride. Fast break. Layup, no good. Stick back is in by O'Leary. Donovan O'Leary trailed all the way, never gave up.
You get the block at one end, and you get the put back at the other end. That's hustle.
Woo, sure is. That's going to be a wise bridge here in a few minutes. 5:18 to go here in the third quarter. Great beginning of the second half by Lehman, which leads by three, 24-21. Here's Bethel cutting across the lane. Jonas Friend, a floater, banked it in. Nice job, Jonas Friend. A teardrop in front, kissed it in off the backboard. 24-23 Lehman, 4:56 to go here in the third quarter. Deep right corner, Lachey swings it near side to the long three-point shooter for Lehman. It's good! Bombs away by Shane Frantz. He's got some range. He showed it right there. 27-23, Lehman up by four. Lehman's biggest bulge of the night. Halleck stuck on 4 points for Bethel, has the ball top of the circle. Gives it up to Friend, behind the arc to Staten. Picked up by Carlisle. Staten veers off in the left corner. Back out to Halleck. He's guarded now by Frantz. Halleck dribble drive, foul line, step back, fade away. Hit the rim, backboard, no good. Rebound muffed out of bounds by Lachey. Bethel gets it.
Boy, Halleck's right on the rim, but they're not dropping for him.
No, he's having to work really, really hard. Great defensive plan by Coach Carlisle on Halleck of Bethel, leading scorer on the year. 4:11 to go, third quarter. Timeout called. Lehman down four at the half, leads by four, midway through the third on scores.gas.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Oh, how about that play by Donovan O'Leary a moment ago? A block at one end, and then seconds later a stick back, a rebound shot, a two-pointer at the other end. That was our Wisebridge play of the first half of the third quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
4 minutes even, third quarter. Lehman ahead by four. A nice 10-2 run by Lehman. First half of the third period, we got a foul, a reach in against Lehman while Bethel was managing the ball out on top. Duran, Pride, Frantz, Carlisle, Lachey, O'Leary for Lehman. The five who started the game are out there at the moment. Cavaliers got a big first half lift from C.J. Olding, who made two field goals. Oh, here's a back cut. Lehman fell asleep, and Jonas Friend was wide open for the easy deuce.
I'll tell you what, Friend saw that play. Good back cut, good basket.
27-25, Lehman by two. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Lachey on the arc. goes down the right side to Carlisle. Straight away, Pride. Elbow in the right, get to Leary. Tries to hit Franz down the middle. Overplay, but Bethel and a foul.
And Bethel has come out playing man-to-man now that they got behind.
I was going to say, Chuck, that doesn't look like the zone any longer. A two-point lead for Lehman. 27-25. It was 27-23 with four to go in the third. Bethel inbounds below the rim, or I should say Lehman inbounds below the rim. Shot blocked on the play by Arnes of Bethel. Lehman gets it back. Here's Franz at side court. It's pried away. Good hustle by Phipps of Bethel. It goes out of bounds.
One of the problems I see with Lehman on their guard play is they got to be stronger with the basketball. I mean, it's just a little touch, and the ball's loose.
3:06 to go, third quarter. Front inbounds to C.J. Olding. Number 11's back on the floor for Lehman. Gives it up between the circles to Lachey. Left corner, Olding lobs baseline left to O'Leary, muscles to the rim, and banks it down. Nice lob pass by Olding. O'Leary with the two-pointer. Four-point lead restored for Lehman, 29-25, 2:42 left here in the third. Halleck stuck at 4 points for Bethel. Goes baseline left, wraparound pass into the lane to a teammate, Friend, and it's clawed out of bounds by Lehman. 2:34 to go, third quarter of this game, 29-25. Lehman up four. Halleck lobs into Arnes to Friend, cutting through the bottom of the key, doesn't shoot. Goes to Arnes inside the arc on the right. Friend, here's Halleck straight away. Lachey guarding Halleck. Switch off, Olding's on him now. Here comes the double team. Cross-court pass caught by Friend. Into the left corner, doesn't shoot. Halleck near side for three. Bombs away. He's got it. Halleck for a triple. You knew sooner or later, Chuck.
Yeah, he's just a good shooter. Lehman's doing a good job on him defensively.
Yep, 29-28. Bethel within one. A minute 55 to go, third quarter. Holding at the arc. Slices down through the lane area. Dumped it to O'Leary. Shot from 5 feet, no good. O'Leary got the rebound back and scored. Woo!
Boy, is he strong.
He is unbelievably strong on the glass. Boy, he's had about three putbacks. He's been Superman on the window.
Yeah, he's got five or six offensive rebounds.
31-28, Lehman. Long three, left corner, Friend for Bethel, no good. Rebound Arnes on the inside, short. Rebound O'Leary. O'Leary fires his way down the floor. Hits Pride coming in from the right wing. Shot no good, foul against Bethel. Well, I tell you what, O'Leary wants to get out and go.
He got the block at the other end. He tipped that shot inside. It looked like it was going to be an easy basket for Bethel, and he came out of nowhere and got a piece of it.
O'Leary's wizardry at the defensive end has been terrific here tonight. He's denied Bethel around the glass on several occasions. And he got the rebound and sprinted down the floor and led the fast break, did O'Leary. Dished it off to Pride. His driving layup skimmed off the rim. Fouled by Bethel. Free throw by Pride. Good. First one in. Lehman up 4, 32-28. With 77 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second shot here by Pride. This would give Lehman his biggest margin, 5. He's got it. Duran Pride hits a pair. 33-28 Lehman.
They scored 17 points in the first half, and they have scored 16 points here in the third quarter.
Boy, it's amazing. You draw even, get the lead. Bethel's got to go man.
Yep.
And the whole dynamic of this game changes.
Absolutely.
Here's Halleck on the arc. Bad handoff to Friend. It's loose. And a blue jersey's got it. It's O'Leary. He's got it for Lehman. Fakes left, goes right. At the elbow. Down the lane. Against Arnes. Good! What a play. What a play by Donovan O'Leary of Lehman. Like a bull. He got that loose ball 17, 18 feet away. He went down the right lane line, navigated the paint, poured it in, hard driving layup, survived contact, was fouled, yep, and he's at the stripe.
Yeah, he's got eight for the quarter. I'm going to give Lachey a little love. He just reached in there and stripped that ball away down at this end. That got the fast break going for Lehman at the other end.
And Lehman's up 7, 35-28. Oh, what a great start to the second half for the Cavaliers. A minute to go, third quarter. Free throw, O'Leary is good. And wow, Lehman's outscored Bethel by 12 here in the third quarter. 36-28, Cavaliers on a weave out high. It's Halleck. Gives it up down the left side to Staten. Back to Halleck for three. It hit the rim. Backboard no good. Rebound O'Leary. O'Leary at midcourt. Chest pass to Holding. Driving layup deflected. Lehman thought there was a foul. No call. Here comes Halleck for Bethel. Near side to Friend. Pulls up. Bank shot. Runner short. Rebound O'Leary in backcourt for Lehman. Bethel shot it quick. So did Lehman. 25 ticks on the clock. Here's Lachey at midcourt. Coach Carlisle wants one remaining shot here before the third quarter closes. 15, 14, 13. Lachey dribbling against Friend. Almost a foul, almost another foul. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Time out. Lehman, which is up 8. Late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, here is the situation. 6.6 to go, third quarter. Lehman 36, Bethel 28. What a splendid third period for the Cavaliers, who've outpointed the Bees by 12. Lehman trailed by 4 at halftime. Now they're up 8.
Yep, 19-point quarter. That's pretty impressive.
19-point third quarter, 17-point first half. Lehman inbounding, 6.6 to go in the third. Ball thrown top of the circle to O'Leary, fell down, went to Holding, right corner. He runs toward the rim, shoots it around the corner of the backboard, no good, and the third quarter finishes. 36-28 Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
It is Lehman 36, Bethel 28. Fourth quarter will get started here in just a minute. Lehman lost the JV game by 4. Bethel rallied to get it tied in regulation. Bethel won in OT by 4 points in the JV tilt tonight. Say, we've been doing business now for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's the Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway, the family salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And right away, we start the fourth quarter with a foul line jump shot by Alberti, a starter for Bethel. Then was out of the game much of that second period. His goal cuts it to 36-30. And Lehman with a quick trigger, a missed shot at the other end. A drive down the floor by Bethel. Lehman crams it out of bounds.
That's got to be four or five blocks for O'Leary.
O'Leary has been cramming the ball up into the third or fourth row of the end zone seating here at Bethel tonight with regularity.
I think he may be on his way to a Clancy for the layman side.
Oh, he has been a horse. What a game for O'Leary. He's been really difficult to stop. Bethel, no answer. Here's a drop ball, turnover. Landon Cornwell at the top of the circle. Tried to go down the left lane line and simply muffed it. Lehman on the attack, up six. 36-30, a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Lachey. Near side, Carlisle. Back to Lachey. Short corner to O'Leary. Holding in the right corner. Is this a zone or a man defense, Chuck?
I'm looking at it. I think they're playing zone, but they're trying to trap out of it.
Right. Here's Lachey, top of the circle, left side, Carlisle. Long three-pointer. Oh, it's on the rim forever. No good. Rebound is jammed out of bounds by Bethel. And Lehman will throw in below the rim. Lehman up six, a chance to go up eight or nine. Good lift again from Holding, who checks out for Lehman. Good minutes from him. Duran Cry back in.
Alberti had a chance to grab that rebound. He only tried to do it with one hand, and he knocked it out of bounds. That used to drive me crazy. And they're back to their zone again.
That's what I thought. Here's Franz. Baseline left to O'Leary. O'Leary reverse layup, no good. Stick back is good. Oh, you talk about persistence on the backboard. O'Leary has been dominating.
He got blocked and he didn't quit. Boy, what a pass.
Oh, what a dish. Halleck finds Arnes. He threw a diagonal outside the arc on the left.
What a pass.
The teammate Arnes low on the right. He banked it in. Quick counter by Bethel, which had fallen behind by 8, 38-30. Now it's 38-32 in favor of Lehman with 5:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Personal foul situation. Nobody's picked up one here in the fourth. We sit at zero, both sides. Lachey dribbling near the center line with Lehman up the six. Pass back to O'Leary. Deep left corner, Franz. Baseline left, Pride. Top of the circle, Lachey. Lehman trying to compress the fourth quarter here, leading by six. Cavaliers milk the clock. Lachey dribbles around the top of the key. Goes to O'Leary for three. He tries it straight away. No good. Off the back brace. Long rebound to Halleck. Halleck into the top of the circle. Launches. No. Off the heel. Rebound to Lehman. Oh, quick shot, but Bethel and a miss.
I don't mind Halleck taking a nice clean shot like that.
Dribble drive, Lachey, forecourt right to Carlisle for Lehman. Here's Duran Pride. Now O'Leary at the elbow on the right. 4:49 to go, fourth quarter. Lehman up 6, 38-32. Duran Pride hangs on, gives it up to Lachey. Now Pride, wide open left corner. Carlisle, three-pointer, wide right. Loose ball in the lane, O'Leary. He is almost mugged. Low on the left, O'Leary went up, couldn't get it to the rim. He was tackled from the rear. He's at the stripe for two. Of course, he's used to being tackled.
Yeah, he's used to being hit.
And he's at the stripe. Couple free throws here. With Lehman up six, 38-32. 4:35 to go, fourth quarter. Free throw way short. As we noted a few minutes ago, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Additional stylist, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Second free throw by O'Leary was good. Lehman's up seven. 39-32, 4:20 left, fourth quarter. Here is Bethel dribbling through the top of the circle. Is Carson Staten. Goes to Arnes at the post. Halleck, baseline left. Driving shot, short, no good. Oh, a cripple, a rebound on the inside from 1 foot away. Missed by Arnes. Yep. And Lehman's got the ball up seven. Here is O'Leary into the corner to Holding. Hooks it back to O'Leary. Shot fake. Baseline right, 16-footer. Way hard. Rebound down to Arnes of Bethel. Four-court right. It goes to Staten. On the arc to Cornwell. Cornwell turned the corner, couldn't drive. Now Alberti. Now to Carson Staten in the top of the key. Hand off to Halleck, trying to shake pride. Can't do it. Halleck has three baskets in this game. 7 points. Baseline right, Alberti. Here's a sloppy pass, almost picked off by Pride. Halleck gets it back. Timeout by Coach Steve Pittman of Bethel. We're all the way down to 3:18 to go in the fourth. Lehman up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, Bethel comes onto the floor after the timeout, Chuck, and promptly throws the ball away. Lehman says, thank you for the gift.
Yeah, that's the last thing they needed out of the timeout.
We're down to 3 minutes to go. Fourth quarter, Lehman running motion. Working clock up 7. 39-32. It's been a superb second half for the Cavaliers. Lachey down the lane. On the arc to Pride for three. Short. No good. Long rebound. Tracked down by Lachey. Lehman still got it.
Good hustle by Lachey to go get that ball.
Here's Pride 35 feet away on a weave to Holding. Foul situation. Three committed by Bethel. Oh, a good cut to the basket. Franz receives it and lays it in.
It's one foul on Bethel and no fouls on Lehman here in the fourth quarter.
You're right. I'm looking at the wrong numbers.
He's going to timeout.
Halleck going to drive for Bethel. Sloppy shot. Backboard rim. No good. Boys, Lehman done a job on him. That's been the difference in this game. 41-32. Lehman's biggest lead, 9. Deron Pride enters the lane on the arc to Lachey. Pass. Open player, Pride. What a pass by Lachey. What a pass.
Love that diagonal pass. For
Pride on the finish. Another timeout, Bethel, 43-32, Lehman, a minute 57 to go in the fourth quarter. The first time these two teams played, the final was 46-32. Right now it's 43-32, late in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, what a turnaround here tonight at Bethel. Lehman has outscored the Bees by 15 points in the second half.
They're playing much better.
Four-point game, Bethel at intermission, 21-17, second half, all Lehman, which solved the zone, forced Bethel to go man-to-man, and Lehman has been excellent against the man. Bethel has taken some poor shots, and what a defensive job by Lehman. It's been a team effort on Michael Halleck, leading scorer on the year for Bethel. In fact, Halleck is right in front of us right now, Chuck, and he is beat. He's tired.
Pride has done a real nice job on him, and when he has gotten around Pride, there's O'Leary back there to facing for a block shot.
Exactly. Here's Cornwell with the ball for Bethel. He's between the circles with a minute 39 to go. Bethel's got to go. 11 points in the entire second half for Bethel. Got a holding foul out on top against Lehman. It's called on Pride, I think. Yep. And Cavaliers had a foul to give. I guess that's what you do on Halleck if you can get away with it. Didn't mean anything. It's a common foul.
They actually have three more if they want to do it.
Right. A minute 28 to go in the game. Lehman leads by 11. Here's a pass down inside by Cornwell for Arnes. It's wild. It goes off his arm. Out of bounds to Lehman. Stifling defense by Lehman here in the second half. 11 points. That's it for Bethel.
Yeah, they've been terrific.
And Halleck is what? 7-8 points under his per game average.
He's only got seven.
Backcourt, it is Lachey for Lehman. Up the right side against Cornwell. Into the corner, baseline, stops below the hoop. Out of the arc to Pride, 70 seconds to go in the game. Lehman trying to stall it out. Bethel will have to foul. And Lehman gets a timeout. 106 remaining, 43-32 Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing many companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Barker Insurance. Call Barker to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. But Bethel's got to foul. Lehman not shooting yet. Lehman possession, bad throw inbounds in backcourt. Bethel's got it. Halleck's three-pointer deflected. Lachey came out of nowhere and got fingertips on the ball. 30 seconds to go in the game. Circling the wagons into the forecourt comes Donovan O'Leary for Lehman. He drives around one player or another, and a reach-in called against Bethel.
Still common.
phenomenal defensive job by Lehman on Michael Halleck tonight. We hyped him up in the pregame. He's a fine athlete, good shooter. Lehman's defense, just too much.
Yeah, they had an outstanding second half, boy.
Here's an inbounds pass to Pride. Pride catches far left side of the floor. Open alley to the basket. He's got it. 46-32, Chuck. That's the exact same score as the first meeting between the two clubs. Or does the scoreboard say 45-35?
Yeah.
My mistake. Here's a shot by Bethel in the lane. Cornwell flipped it up. No good. Buzzer sounds. It's all over. Lehman completes the sweep of Bethel. 46-32, first time around at home. And here tonight at the Bees Gym, Lehman takes it 45-32. Wasn't easy. Bethel led 21-17 at the halftime break. But on comes Lehman to outscore Bethel by 17 points in the second half. We'll return to close out our broadcast in just a few minutes on scorersbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Oh, what a comeback by Lehman, down four at intermission, Chuck. Take a look at the scoring. How did the Cavaliers get it done? Went from four behind to win the 13 when it's all over.
Oh, the second half, they were terrific. But they had eight turnovers at halftime. They ended up with 11. That was a key. They turned Bethel over seven times in the second half. They only turned them over three times in the first half. They made some free. They were 8 of 13 from the free throw line. At one point, they were 4 for 8. And they did a great job on Mike Halleck. So, I mean, I think that's how they won the basketball game. And Donovan O'Leary is one. He's a good offensive player, but, man, is he a defensive player. That kid is tough.
He is like a bull. He blocks shots. He rebounds. And then he leads the fast break.
Yep.
And then he gives the ball up at the top of the key in the offensive end. If somebody misses a driving layup in the 3-on-2, he is there for the follow-up and the stick back.
Yeah, he was terrific tonight. He was impressive.
Who are our Clancy stars of this game?
Well, we look on the Bethel side. They were led by Arnes. He had 10, only one in double figures for Bethel. He's going to be my player of the game for the Bees. On the other side, actually, Donovan O'Leary was 16, was the only one in double figures for Lehman. So we'll go with Donovan O'Leary and Cameron Arnes as
right.
my players
yep.
of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And so many thanks tonight to LaCal Equipment, our founding partner, and it has sustained partnership with Scores Broadcast from 2006 all the way here to 2024. Thank you so much, LaCal, which underwrites a pregame segment during which we highlight a couple of cheerleaders, one from each school. For Layman tonight, it was Emily Van Skyver, senior cheerleader, daughter of Brent and Shelley. And for Bethel, it was Taylor Pickett, senior cheerleader, daughter of Natalie and Jason. Layman Catholic Cavaliers vault their record to 12-4 on the season, 6-4 in the Three Rivers Conference tonight with a 45-32 win over Bethel. Next game Tuesday at Riverside for Layman. Meanwhile, Bethel falls to 4-11 on the year, 1-8 in the TRC. Next game for Bethel is here once again on Tuesday. The opponent is Northridge. And don't forget, we're on the air tomorrow at about 12:45 p.m. It will be the Fort Loramie girls against Lima Bath, tip-off around 1:15. Should be a fine game. A Division IV powerhouse, easy for me to say. Ranked number one in the state, Fort Loramie, against Lima Bath. Potent D2 club, very strong is Bath, tall team. And Bath has lost four. Did lose to Ottawa Glandorf handily, which Layman beat, but don't take any serious stock in that. It should be a very good game tomorrow. Fort Loramie and Lima Bath again on the air at 12:45. And then tomorrow evening on the air around 6:05, 6:10 in that neighborhood, Rushi Boys host Versailles in that annual scrap between the Shelby County League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. Shelby County, Dark County, almost sister cities right on top of each other. Everybody knows each other. It's always a real good game. In fact, six of the last nine for Sales Rushi boys tilts have been decided by two possessions or less. For Sales has won seven of the last 10. And for Sales, a mild upset last year over Rushi at For Sales. And the Raiders take them on tomorrow night and try to get even for that setback a year ago. Undefeated campaign on the line for Rushi. Versailles was on the road tonight up at Delphin St. John's. Rushi was idle this evening. No game. That's our setup for tomorrow, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love that Bath Loramie game. It has turned into quite the rivalry, and like you said, they're going back and forth between who has the most wins in the state of Ohio in girls basketball.
Yep.
So that's going to be exciting. Sometimes size gives Loramie a little trouble, even if they're not real offensive players. It's just their size inside. And then tomorrow night, Versailles better be ready, because I know Rushi will be.
Oh, you can count on that. No question about that. Tomorrow night, Rushi Versailles game should be a doozy. I remember the name Elena Oliver for Lima Bath tomorrow. She was a thorn in the side of Fort Loramie the last couple years when these two teams played, Fort Loramie and Lima Bath. And she will be a tall task
for Layman to Fort Loramie to defend tomorrow afternoon. Again, on the air about a quarter of one, tip off 1:15 or so, Fort Loramie and Lima Bath, and then Rushi and Versailles boys at about 6:05 for airtime tomorrow evening. 45-32 by way of score here tonight. Layman with a splendid second half, defeats Bethel by 13. First meeting of the year between the two. Layman won at home by a count of 46-32. And this victory tonight by Layman assures the Cavaliers of a fifth consecutive winning season in high school hoops for the boys. That's quite an accomplishment.
Very impressive, and they just got to keep it going.
So many thanks for our online listeners who joined us tonight. Late start, overtime preliminary game, won by Bethel by four in an extra session. So we got on the air late, and this is one of those schools and venues where 20 minutes go on the clock between games, not 15. So we were on the air late with the opening tip for the varsity clash between Layman and Bethel. Thanks for sticking with us and joining us online tonight. Thanks to our online listeners. Thanks again to Chuck alongside Color On-Site Engineering and Stats. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Bethel High School on the campus of the Bees, where tonight the Layman Catholic Cavaliers rally in the second half and down Bethel by 13, 45-32.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SecurCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.